And Robin, it's Election Day. Mm-hmm. Voters in Kentucky and Mississippi are choosing a governor. Salt Lake City is considering its first openly gay mayor. And Houston and Philadelphia will also have a new mayor after today.
And there are ballot initiatives that are going to be decided on everything from Airbnbs in San Francisco to equal rights for gays in Houston. So let's take a look at some others with Wendy Underhill, Program Manager for Elections at the National Conference of State Legislatures. That's the bipartisan group that keeps tracks of things like these. She's based in Denver, joins us from Boulder, Colorado. Hi, Wendy.
Hello, Robin. Thanks for having me today.
And start with Ohio, which has a question there. It's perplexing as to who's on which side of this, because Ohio could become the fifth state in the country to legalize marijuana for medical and recreational use. But some marijuana rights backers are very much against this. It's called Issue 3 because of what they're calling big pot. Explain.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's what's stirring the pot there, you might say, isn't so much the marijuana, it's the way the measure's been put together. It calls for just 10 sites to be available for growing and processing the product, and that looks a lot like a monopoly, or maybe the word is an oligopoly. So there are opponents to that, some of whom were in the state legislature, and they put on a related measure, Issue 2. Issue 2 would protect the initiative process from being used for personal economic benefit, and that's directly, completely aimed right at that marijuana measure. What I'm really not sure about, Robin, is if both pass, they're going to end up in court, and what the final verdict will be about whether the marijuana goes through or not yet remains to be seen.
Yeah. Well, and again, just to understand, so Issue 3, some say, is backed by so-called big pot, mm-hmm. and it would give these exclusive rights to grow commercial marijuana to 10 sites. Issue 2 then says nobody can make a profit off of marijuana sales. Doesn't that undercut even the small growers?
No, it says that the initiative process, the putting on a citizen's initiative onto a ballot, can't be done with the idea of personal economic benefit.
Okay.
So it's not about the marijuana. It's not about whether you can make money off of marijuana. It's about how you use that citizen's initiative process.
It's about Issue 3. So
yeah.
Well, that is
yeah.
fascinating. Yeah. And as you said, this could play out in the court. So keeping an eye on that. In Washington State, an initiative on animal trafficking is on the ballot. Now, what would Initiative 1401 do?
It would outlaw the selling or basically dealing in any way of animals or parts of animals from a specific list of animals. And I found that list kind of interesting. On it, we've got elephants, rhinoceroses, many of the different kinds of big cats, marine turtles, and pangolins, which is, I learned, scaly anteaters. And it sets up the penalties for violating these prohibitions on dealing in these animals or animal products.
This is so fascinating because we did a story about a year ago on the only forensic lab for crimes against animals, and many of them things like trafficking elephant tusks. And it's in Oregon. So it sounds like the Northwest is turning into an epicenter for this. And we know that the measure in Washington is funded by Paul Allen, co-founder of Microsoft. But there are some other state laws regarding trafficking, right?
Yes, there are. I think California, New York, and New Jersey have passed laws, at least in relation to ivory and rhino horns. It's not necessarily that whole list of animals that Washington is looking at now. The opposite side of this, the concern from the opposition here, is that it could have a chilling effect on the antiques trading business. And that's because this can relate to ivory of any sort, even old ivory. And there are some provisions in it that would allow the sale of objects that have can show their provenance, but they're pretty strict provisions, and so that's where opposition comes from.
Well, and wildlife experts are saying that this Washington initiative would be the most far-reaching in the country, so we'll keep an eye on that. Let's go to Mississippi. Voters there will decide on Initiative 42. This is about public school funding in a state with, by most measures, the worst performing schools in the country. So tell us more about Initiative 42.
Well, it's not uncommon to see measures relating to education on ballots. But what's unusual in Mississippi is that it's got a complicated two-part system. And first, the voters have to decide, do they want to amend the Constitution at all? And then if the answer to that is yes, then they have two options to consider. The first measure would empower the courts in Mississippi to enforce compliance with more funding. And the second would leave the budgeting for education in the hands of the legislature, where it has traditionally been.
Very big fight there in Mississippi. So, Wendy, pick one more ballot question, referendum initiative issues, mm-hmm. as they're called across the country, that voters will be weighing in on today.
Well, I'm going to take us right back to Ohio then, because it has a redistricting commission on its ballot. Redistricting, for those who don't know, is the drawing of the maps for congressional and legislative districts, you know, who's going to represent you and what geographic area are they going to represent. And the shift here would be towards doing it with a bipartisan commission.
And traditionally, these commissions have not been bipartisan, and so the claim is that they rig the system.
That's right. In the past, people have considered that the systems have politics in them. Well, guess what? Redistricting is always going to have politics in it. This is just a question of whether you can have a little bit more of a system to create compact and competitive districts in Ohio. And we've seen other states go down this road as well. So it's a trend, but a really, really, really slow trend. You have to measure it over the course of decades.
So people voting in Ohio to make systems bipartisan, which many, you know, people thought, well, they should have been anyway. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. Wendy Underhill, Program Manager for Elections at the National Conference of State Legislatures. Thanks.
Well, thank you. This was really fun to do this with you.